Hi, Brian. Welcome to Binge Watch with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome.
It was kind of like a haunted Jack. I'm Jack.
Okay. I mean, if that's what you want to call it, that's fine.
It's something different, something
sure,
new.
This
show is kind of like ghost-like type things. Dimensional type things.
Yeah, inner dimensions. Not so much ghosts. I mean, just kind of like scary monsters.
Scary, but I'm like scary. It was kind of a Jack. I'm Jack.
It was
Mom.
So I went and recorded the theme song from the TV show for.
It's outstanding because you made fun of the way my recordings for some of my shows are.
Yeah, but mine actually like recordings like professional level recordings.
Well, so. How do you get it? I just take it right off. How do you?
Yeah, but how do you record it? Like, what do you record it with?
I just go on YouTube, download it to MP3,
and
there you go.
Wow, good for you. Look at you.
What else are you supposed to do?
I don't know. All I know is I record it for the show because we're here to talk about Stranger Things, the show that's sweeping the nation this summer. So
it is sweeping the nation. It's the show that everyone should be watching.
And it seems just about everybody is. I mean, this is a pretty hot program.
I know when I saw the previews on Netflix, I go, ooh, that looks like a good one.
Where do you see previews on Netflix? Like, I never see that part of Netflix, apparently.
I've seen previews on Netflix. Different I don't know how. Somehow I saw a preview of it.
Like, do they show them before or other episodes? I don't remember seeing it.
You know, I don't know. I just know I knew I saw a preview. Might have been on Hulu. I don't know. It might have been on TV. Someone might have put it on Facebook.
That's gotta be it.
I get all my information from my computer. So that's how I find out what's going on in the world.
So it all kind of blends together.
It doesn't even matter if it's true or not. If it's on Facebook, if it's on Twitter, it's got to be true. So because nobody would ever post anything that wasn't.
Yeah.
But I go, ooh, this looks really good. Oh, it's a Netflix original. I can't wait to watch it. Then I forgot about it, and I saw people on our Facebook page posting. I go, that's right, I wanted to watch it. So I started watching. I go, ooh, this is really good.
Because you're a big Matthew Modine fan.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Memphis Belle. Did he have an accent? Did he not have an accent?
We didn't
couldn't
talk very much. He was more like an ominous kind of figure.
I'm your father.
I know, but sometimes he sounded like a mad scientist, and other times he just sounded like the guy working down the street. I couldn't figure it out.
Maybe that's who's trying to convey both at the same time.
He might have.
But excited to talk about this show. Just a definitely worthy of the binging. I feel like it's only 8 episodes and they go by really fast.
Well, we're not supposed to say right now if we think it's binge worthy.
That's true.
We?
Maybe it's a hashtag spoiler alert. I'm sorry.
So now everybody is just stopped.
Yeah, they're like, okay, I'm good.
I'm good.
Moving on.
We get paid the same whether they listen to 3 minutes or
that's
3 hours,
true,
right?
Yeah.
So we can just stop right now and people go, okay, because most people have stopped.
And then what I'll do is I'll just like play, ambient background noise?
There you go.
I don't know what to put in there. But
that way it gets its full download.
But excited to talk about it here, and we're able to do it because of our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. If you'd like to become a patron today and contribute whatever you can, $1 to $500 a month, there's different tiers and levels of fun stuff that you get at each level. All of it counts towards making our shows possible. Become one today. Go to jayandjack.com. and click on the Become a Patron link. Also, we have a special promotion going on with Loot Crate. If you go to lootcrate.com/JayandJack, get $45 worth of geeky goodness for less than $25 a month. You can do so right now and use the promo code JayandJack. And each month has a special theme. Jack, what is this month's special theme?
This one is the best one yet.
Okay.
This one, you get your own special friend, Barbara. Barbara, you get Barbara as a friend. She sits around and waits for you while you're messing around with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and then never returns.
Oh wow!
So it's that cool friend.
Nice.
So
that's
everybody
a true
gets
friendship.
Everybody gets that true friend, Barbara.
Ah, oh, poor Barb. Rest in peace.
Just go home. Just go home.
She's being a good friend. Barb got shafted on this one.
Barb got. I'll have some complaints about that later on.
Oh, well, there's always like that person that gets killed in a horror film. Like she cut her finger.
Yeah,
you knew it was going to happen.
You knew it was going to happen because she cuts her finger. And then she's sitting there looking in the pool, reflecting on life.
Yeah.
And, you drop blood into a pool.
Yeah.
You know, either a shark's going to get you.
Pool shark.
Pool shark or some crazy creature.
Yeah.
From another dimension.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was from. I don't know. It's crazy. I don't want to spoil anyone who hasn't seen it.
Well, that's what they're, if they're listening to this, hopefully you've seen it, because we're talking about the whole thing and nothing but the whole thing. So help me God. Just initial gut reactions to the show, Action Jackson.
I loved it.
What about it did you love?
It was the kind of show that you had to keep. You wanted to see the next one, watch the next one. Of course, I was watching them late, so a lot of times I was up to like 4:30 in the morning. I get some sleep. Then I finished it. Then I had to fly out to San Diego. Then I finished it in San Diego for Comic-Con. So I had like a day where I couldn't watch it. But I finished it in like, I think, 3 days.
Yeah.
Which was pretty good, I think. And
I think we finished it in 3 days here as well.
Yeah. It was one of those shows where you want to kind of take your time because there's so much going on. I'm definitely going to go back and watch it again.
I felt the same because when I was recording the theme, I was like, ooh, I want to watch this again.
but the thing I liked most about it was these kind of shows can be hit or miss because of the actors, the kid actors, actors. If they're bad child actors and their stories are stupid, then you're going to say, okay, I don't want. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was that show we talked about? Remember, it was a futuristic show, and they got sent to back to. It was some plan. I can't remember what it was, but 3 or 4 years ago, and the kids' storylines were so bad that it literally killed the show.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember.
It was they were
sure it was the like, 100 because they got sent back down to Earth.
No, the 100 is good.
Okay,
I love the 100. This show is, and it was a family. They went down. I don't know. I can't remember what the story. The adult story was good, but the kids' stories was so bad. And I think it's the first time I really started complaining about child actors it's not so much them, too. It's a story that they're given, too.
Yeah, how much is it? Yeah, the direction and script writing. Because, you know, this show, like every single child actor is fantastic. Like I think
they are.
There's not a clunker in the bunch.
No, and it just there's like you know sometimes Lucas had an attitude. He was always angry.
Yeah,
but he was very good at being angry and upset.
He made sense. Like from a logical standpoint, he made sense.
I mean, two of the stupidest characters in there were the parents. Literally, you could have been building a dirty bomb in their house, and they wouldn't have known.
Here's the thing that people are upset about.
How many people were actually in their house? You had 11 and you had Jonathan Byers in there sleeping overnight.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think that ever happened in my house.
Well, there's a lot of people are saying, like I said, throwing the challenge flag, to use your idiom here. But to me, like that's kind of how parents were back then, right? Like it just the kind of kids running in and out of the house.
What are you talking about? I grew up in that time. There's no way I could have someone in my house. Well, now we didn't have a basement.
It was a single story, whatever
you want to call it. Typical San Diego
a ranch.
Home built in the late 50s that all looked the same.
It's a ranch. Three-bedroom ranch, single story.
I like to call them something else because all they did was turn the garage a different way. Hey, it's a different house.
Yeah, because that's the ranch. It's a cookie-cutter ranch.
Okay, cookie-cutter ranch. There you go, cookie-cutter is what I was looking for. So I guess it'd be a little harder, but these parents were clueless. Just clueless.
Mm-hmm.
Just clueless what was going on in their own house.
I was okay with it because there's something about when you're a kid and you're like going off and having adventures, your parents don't really, I mean, maybe nowadays, but even when I was a kid, like you guys were around, but I feel like we, you know, had our own adventures, you know.
But did you have anybody in the house I didn't know about?
No, but again, okay. I didn't have a basement. If I had a basement, possibly.
Maybe you could build a tent.
Yeah.
And I would never go down to the basement.
But like even when I was like, I was 10 and I could stay home by myself.
Well,
so
we trusted you.
Yeah, exactly. So they trusted this kid. They were wrong, obviously.
Well, obviously the dad. At least they were true to the story. The dad was kind of the, I'm just there to make money and provide for my family type thing.
Yeah.
In fact, they even allude to it later on where he's, you want to be like marry someone like your dad.
Yeah.
You know, just that guy,
just floating along.
Hey, I'm. What's going on here at the table? Hey, Are you building a dirty bomb? Okay.
No? Okay, we're fine.
Just,
we're fine.
Just curious.
Let me futz with the TV over here.
Ah, this damn TV.
By the way, when he was bragging about the 22-inch TV, because to me, I identify with a lot of this stuff. And, you know, because I remember we had a 19-inch TV. I was like, man, that TV's huge. You know, like, that was a big TV. I had a 13-inch TV growing up. And thinking about it now, like, a 13-inch TV seems tiny.
It does. I remember when we got a color TV.
Yeah.
With the hi-fi. It's like, oh, my gosh. How rich are you guys?
Two TVs? You must be rich.
Nobody has two TVs. He's joking with you. No, but some of the stuff, you look back and the music, I thought was fantastic, too.
Oh, yeah. It had kind of a Tron feel to it to me.
Yeah. Other than that, I loved everything about it. I thought the story was good. I was a little worried in the beginning when, what's her name, Nancy was having relations with her boyfriend and stuff like that. I go, oh, what are we doing here? This is just, I don't need to see high school kids doing this stuff. I mean, I don't even know if they're high school.
High school.
High school kids doing what they're doing. I mean, not to be a prude, but I'm old. And but then when Barb gets taken.
Yeah, because it's what I love. It is an homage to 80s pop culture. So Steven Spielberg,
right.
John Carpenter,
right.
Stephen
so
King,
at least
George
it did
Lucas.
Have. So, at least it was. It had some.
Because that was like, that's like standard horror flick, Phil. You know,
exactly.
Right? So like,
at first I'm like
dating the guy, right. And then yeah.
What's going on here? This whole story. I don't like the kid with the puffy hair, and you know, he's the cool kid. His friend's a jerk, and his girlfriend's and the guy's the friend's is not only a jerk, but the girlfriend's a jerk. And but it worked out. I was a little worried there. I said, "Oh, don't do this to me. This better go somewhere, and not just this coming of age type thing that I don't want to see."
None of this lovey-dovey crap.
Well, I'm just being honest.
If I want to see Say Anything, I'll just see Say
Anything. Do you want to see that?
It's fine. Like, it's a trope. It's like a standard 80s, you know, if you're talking about Breakfast Club or...
That was different. That was the
Pretty
the story.
In Pink.
That was what the stories were about. This was a horror movie.
But it had a bit of everything in it. So it had a bit of Spielberg.
If it was just one thing where the girl's coming of age and I don't get along with my mom and, oh, do I take this guy or that guy? It's I don't care. But it did have something because Barb paid the ultimate price.
Well, Barb died, but then also she, like... had to kind of stand up to the monster. Like, to me, it was fine because even like Gremlins, you know, like the romance there. Like, if you look back at
I was younger when Gremlins came out.
Okay. No romance in your shows, Jack.
No, I don't mind it because it actually went with the whole story.
So, is there any romance in Pleasure Ranch? There's just nothing. Just
oh, there's romance. You might have to pay for it.
Oh, wham, bam, thank you, bam. No, no
actually,
romance.
But no, there's romance. But
oh, okay.
It leads to a twist.
Just, you know, old people romance.
It's actually younger people.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're younger at the time. you have to wait for it to come out.
Sure,
because
sure.
I don't want to spoil people because there is a big twist in the story, so you can't. I don't want to tell you now.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But I was a little upset at the end that, you know, old Nancy gets to go on with her life, but old Barb, because Barb was loyal to her, she dies. Oh, I'm sorry, Barb. But she goes on and she's happy, lives happily ever after, where Barb is just...
Well, I think the end of the show kind of showed that nobody's quite, you know, okay.
Well, but she's there with her boyfriend and, you know, she's sitting there eating popcorn and, you know, probably right there having sex right in front of her dad and mom that... And they don't know it because they just don't know what's going on.
But it's 1983. It was a different time. Like today, parents know everything about where the kids are doing because there's like cell phones, tracking, cameras.
Well, you would think so, but there's still kids that can get away.
Yeah, exactly. Because
there's always a way to get around something.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go through the characters here in the show because I think there's a lot of really good characters. A lot of really good storylines. First, we're going to bring up probably the most well-known actor in this, Winona Ryder, is Joyce Byers.
Which I'm still shocked that she has teenage kids.
She's like...
I know she's 44 in real life.
Yeah, 44 years old.
Well, I looked it up. I said, when did she become 44?
You're turning 54.
I know, but okay.
She's only 10 years younger than you.
When did I become 54?
Every year you get a year older. And
she'll always be the young kid on Beetlejuice.
I get it.
It just time goes by so fast. You go, wow, she got old, but she doesn't look old. I thought she was in like her 30s. I thought she was like 30 something.
No, because Beetlejuice was 30 years ago.
But I know that now. You just don't pay attention to things like that. Was Beetlejuice 30 years ago?
Yeah, Beetlejuice was...
They're talking about doing a sequel to it.
I think Beetlejuice was 88.
They've been talking about doing a sequel, I guess, for a while, but...
Yeah, anyway. 1988. So almost 30 years ago. So, I mean, unless she was 10 in Beetlejuice, which she wasn't.
She must have been 14.
Well, no, it was almost. So she was 16, I think, in Beetlejuice.
Oh, 16, okay.
Still, it's 30 years ago.
Shake, shake, shake.
I'm 31, so really, like...
Jeez, God, you're old, too.
I am old, old man. So Joyce Byers as, like, the mother that's lost her kid, and everybody thinks she's crazy, but really, she's not. Her kid's still there.
I thought she was fantastic.
Same here.
And it's funny, she kind of gave up acting for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's back.
Yes. And I thought she did a great job. I mean, really great emotional performance, really and kind of convey that kind of small town, single mom trying to just did a really good job and really made you feel the feels. If we're talking about iconography, like the whole lights thing and lighting up and stuff like that. Really cool stuff.
Well, who's paying that electric bill though?
It's true.
You're already struggling, and you keep getting these phones that keep getting burned up.
I was just like, these aren't LED lights. This is gonna blow through.
That was my first thing. You gotta have LED lights in there.
Fantastic performance, fantastic character, and I think any parent can align with what she was feeling or what she was going through.
It unfortunately does happen, and I felt her pain. I believed it.
Yeah, exactly. Next up, we have David Harbour as Chief Jim Hopper, the kind of town police chief.
All right, this I want to test for people.
Okay,
when there's a scene with him in there, turn your head and don't tell me he doesn't sound like I'm throwing a blank on his name. Star Wars, Indiana Jones.
Oh, Harrison Ford?
Harrison Ford. Don't tell me he doesn't sound like
Ford.
I just drew a blank on it. Don't tell me he doesn't sound like Harrison Ford. Because I kept looking. So I turned my head. I go, it's Harrison Ford. He's doing Harrison Ford.
I guess. I didn't really. I'll have to watch it again and kind of think about it.
Because you don't
in my
pay
mind.
Attention to things like that. I get it.
No, I do, but I didn't hear. I guess I don't pay attention to the voices and what they sound.
Obviously,
like.
You didn't because you didn't hear Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
because I think at one point it says, "Great kid, don't get cocky."
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million. Again,
laugh
I
it up,
say,
Fuzzball. I think he said that too. Pretty sure he says that.
The classic small town police chief. Would you say Chief Brody from Jaws, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, because he's from a big town, but he had issues, and he goes to the small town. He's just happy to, investigate something, and you find out his backstory and what happened with his daughter, which was sad and it's terrible. And a lot of people had the theory, and I had it too, that 11 was his daughter.
Yes, a lot of us are thinking that.
I really thought that's what it was, and I saw someone post. I go, yes, I'm not the only one. And then we found out, no! Which was better anyway.
Yeah.
The story worked out better anyway.
I agree. And then once we kind of got his flashbacks in the last episode, like really moving stuff with his daughter dying and how it parallels to what was going on in the scenes.
And you can see why he's where he's at, and him and his wife obviously no longer together because it affected him so much. And he just, I thought he was fantastic as well.
Another great role. And What did you think about, some people were upset with his decision to kind of sell out 11?
I think he had to. He had to save the boy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he knew who that was. I mean, 11 was, he had to make a decision, and I thought I had no problem with the decision he made.
Yeah. We have the lead kind of kid in this, Finn Wolfhard, who plays Mike Wheeler, son of Karen Wheeler and younger brother of Nancy. And
yeah, future CIA agent.
And we have his friends, Dustin and Lucas. Dustin is definitely a fan favorite.
Well, because he's got the tooth disease thing.
Yeah, cleidocranial dysplasia.
Yeah. suffering succotash.
But it just the kids, and then with 11 once she comes in, just it's classic. We use the word phrase classic Spielberg, but it was classic Spielberg.
It was classic Spielberg because the story it wasn't stupid.
Yeah,
and it was adventure, something as a kid who we'd all do it.
Yeah,
you don't think of the risk. You just go, you know, oh, I got to do this. I thought they were fantastic.
And I think I hope at points in your childhood, you kind of have those group of friends, and then you kind of have like those, I want to say fake explorations, but you know, you have like those things like, oh, that house is haunted, we should go check it out and see what's going on. Or
oh yeah, we used to do that.
You kind of have those adventures.
Yeah, my friends and I would go down to the canyon. And then the hippies would be down there, you know, smoking their ganja, and then yeah. they chase you away.
So there's just, and I think that Spielberg was always really good at tapping into that kind of like childlike wonder. There's a lot of parallels here to maybe E.T.
Well, like I said, it's a smart story because it as someone who's going to be 54, I could still relate to what they were. I could still remember doing stuff like that as a kid and how exciting that was, and how, you know, doing it an adventure. Of course, this was a little more, you know, drastic and stuff
or but, fantastical.
But this, you know, every kid, like you said, we all had groups of friends that we would do things like that as kids. Hey, what if we did this?
Yeah. So that was really cool. And can we just give a big highlight to Millie Bobby Brown, who plays 11L. Just amazing acting. Like,
yes.
Just barely spoke a word, but just her facial expressions.
But how many times did they, a couple times they said, how'd they know?
Because she's a girl. I guess when she would see up close. I don't know.
She looked, I wouldn't have guessed. But she was fantastic.
Yeah. Just amazing, amazing performance. Nancy Wheeler.
She's my least favorite character.
Really?
Just because her friend died and she didn't care.
She did care. She was like the only one that...
Okay, my boyfriend's back. But then she does the thing where she goes off on her own. It's like, okay, stay away from that tree, Nancy. Stay away from that tree. And she goes in the tree. And then, of course, Jonathan can't... Where are you at? I can't find you.
Yeah.
I knew she wouldn't die.
I didn't know. I didn't know if she would die or not. I didn't know if she would be like kind of the scream queen kind of death, or, you know, is this the
the only thing? If she dies,
Friday the 13th, or no, Halloween.
I know who you're talking about.
Lee.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Thank you, Jamie Lee Curtis. Thank you.
Her character. If she were to die, then that would have set another story in line that Jonathan Byers would have been the main suspect now.
Yeah.
He took pictures of her, you know.
Yeah.
And was last seen with her, and, you know, his brother's missing. They really wanted to drag this out. They could have gone two seasons with just this story, just dragging out poor Jonathan Byers.
Yeah. So let's move to him. Charlie Heaton plays Jonathan Byers, the kind of weird, creepy kid.
He's just artsy fartsy. He's just like, he's just into the photographs. And the girl comes in and she goes, oh, what are you up to? Oh, nothing. Oh, wait, naked pictures of this girl in high school. Oh. Whoops.
Whoopsies.
Whoopsie. Oh, maybe I should have locked the door.
And he kind of got to play his, you know, daddy issues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
His dad is a jerk.
Yep, definitely a jerk. definitely a scumbag. But hey, at least he fixed up the wall, so he did something.
He did put tape over the wall or something. Didn't he board it up or something?
Yeah, he boarded it up. I don't know if he didn't do your approach. You would have done. You would have done duct tape.
Duct tape. It works the best.
We have Karen Wheeler, the mom who is trying to be a good mom.
I had to look her up.
I feel like she was making an effort at least.
She was in Person of Interest and other. Because I kept looking. Who is she?
Yeah.
And she Sopranos and other shows like that. I go, okay, now I got it. And she was also in Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what was bugging me. Who she was.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Wait, who was she in Mad Men?
She was in Mad Men, yeah.
Who, though? I'm trying to... She's kind of like...
She dated Draper there for a while. Early years of Mad Men, I believe. I'm pretty sure she dated the Drape.
Okay. And last on the main characters here, Matthew Modine. As Dr. Martin Brenner. The bad guy, I guess you could say.
Yes.
Papa.
I didn't like that because Zach calls me Papa, and I'm like, wait.
Hey.
Do I need to change my name here?
Yeah, you haven't earned this name.
Yeah, I'm not like a mad scientist or anything like that.
So, yeah, a great story. What did you think of the eventual, just the overarching plot? Did you feel like it made sense?
It did. It made sense. You know, a little bit when they were walking in, they're looking for, what's his name?
Will.
Will. When they look, I was like, why are you just, you know, because they, you know, Matthew Modine's character said, oh, they're not coming back. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
They won't return from this. It was kind of like, okay, what's going on here? Then the whole thing. But I liked it. It worked for me. I enjoyed it. I was on the edge of my seat. Okay, don't die here. Don't die.
Yeah. Well, it's, I think there's been enough things that kind of talk about alternate universes or alternate plane of existences. Like probably most recently, maybe Fringe did a lot of that kind of stuff with the red universe, blue universe. So
right.
These types of things I think have been explained before enough times to where it wasn't like a crazy out of this world concept by any means.
And another thing with Barb dying, I guess that did leave you to believe that Will could also die. You know, if Barbara was alive and Will was alive, then you knew that, you know, they're probably going to find him alive. But there's still that suspense. Will they find him? Will they not find him?
There's no way to know for sure.
Well, no. I mean, if she was alive, I would have said, oh, they'll find him.
Mm-hmm.
So with her being, you know, dead, that still gave us.
I don't know. I feel like if it would he would have been found. But the way they found him and how maybe they ended the show, it leaves enough
right
different possibilities.
Yeah, what's going on with Will now?
I don't know.
He's excusing himself from the table quite a bit.
He's spitting up demons or whatever the hell he's spitting up. I don't know.
Is it really Will?
I think it's Will. It's definitely okay. Will, but the whatever that thing was that was in his throat was probably like putting, you know, little monster babies in his stomach. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
That was that slug was, thing. That was gross.
It's very gross. There was a good article on Slash Film I wanted to dig through. So Stranger Things questions answered to some extent. So what exactly is Dr. Brenner experimenting with in Hawkins' lab? I think just basically using telekinetic powers to spy on Russians, essentially.
Or snap people's necks.
And whenever she was doing this, she somehow broke the barrier to, I don't know, bring the darkness or the upside down world into this world.
Right.
Which we saw. Do you think Dr. Martin Brenner's still alive, Jack?
I think he's still going to be around.
I think so, too, because they didn't show his death. So unless they show their death, I think
if there wasn't going to be a season two, then we wouldn't care. I think he'd be dead. And they probably, you know, but I think since there is going to be a season two, you have to have the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Papa.
Come back, Papa.
Is Eleven still alive, do you think?
I think so. I think that her and Finn are going to elope.
Okay.
I think they get married.
All right. happily ever after. I don't know if she's still alive or maybe she's in a different plane of existence. Like, I don't know.
But she's got to be alive.
Yeah.
And there were other
because he left the Egos
kids in the weren't there
the
other
box.
Kids in the experiment too?
Well, okay, she's called 11. Does that mean there was 10 before her?
I would think so, unless they just started with 11.
Yeah.
What's 1 through 10? I can't keep track. Let's just start with 11.
Yeah. So Will flashed in between this, you know, upside down world and vice versa.
Right. So
is he going to go back? Or, like, I'm curious to see how that's going to play out. Like, it's good enough to... I don't know. It's good enough to set up the second season. I'm a little bit worried about the second season. If second season will actually be worthwhile.
Yeah, how can they do another season? The kids will be a little older.
Yep.
The story was pretty perfect through this one.
Yep.
It's all that whole leftovers thing where, you know, okay, with the whole George Costanza, I'm done.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just
perfect.
Walk away.
It was perfect.
Yeah. Work. How do you improve on it?
Yeah.
Because you look at shows like True Detective, first season, not everybody loved it, but I thought it was excellent. And the second season, I was okay with it, but most people hated the second season of True Detective. So how do you, and that was a completely different story.
Yeah.
This one's the same. It's going to be the same cast, I would think, of mostly the same cast. How do you perfect it? How do you make it better?
Yeah.
How do you keep it at least where people go, okay, I'm so into this. And they go, I'm not into it.
It's true. What was the egg that Hopper discovered? Do you think that was the monster we saw, or is that a different one that's maybe out now?
I think it's got to be a different one.
I just hope that the second season isn't just like, oh, it's another monster, it's bigger.
Yeah,
than that, or...
I hope it's something else.
But the creators have said they don't want to do that. It's gonna be, they want it to be different.
Yeah, I hope so. But then again, you're taking a chance.
It's true. Tis true. All right. Why did Hopper get in the car with the men? Anything big there? Just him kind of finishing tying up strings, or?
I think he was, I think he made a deal with some, you know, he made deals, so.
Okay. But he came back, so it wasn't like they took him away. Yeah,
right. So he, something happened.
Yeah.
He had to get the waffles.
Oh, man. Is that chalk one for Team Waffles?
Well, obviously, if you're a creature, you like waffles.
Uh-huh.
Save the pancakes for us humans.
Save the pancakes, save the world.
Exactly. See, there's a story that they should have just stopped.
Yeah. That's true.
Don't make a big deal about something if it turns out not to be a big deal.
Turns out to be nothing.
Right.
And then what is the upside down? Will we ever learn more about the monster? Do we need to? It's like the Jaws thing. Like, do we need more?
No,
like, I think the monster was good enough. We don't.
I think we're done.
Like, to me, the monster doesn't need a backstory at all.
No, I don't need a backstory of the monster.
Yeah.
I do like how they killed him and stuff like that.
It was awesome. It was awesome. For sure.
And Steve comes in, saves the day.
Yep.
Because he used to be a baseball player.
Yeah, it's
right.
True.
I'm assuming he had a pretty good swing. So I'm assuming
it was a pretty good swing. Not bad.
Padres could think about getting him.
It's be better than what we got. Actually, the hitting's not too bad.
Offense isn't the problem.
Yeah, it's definitely the pitching, which is ironic. But anyway, season two. What do you think we can expect? Good stuff, bad stuff?
Like I said, I don't know. I'll watch the first couple episodes. If it's as interesting as this season, I'll keep watching. If it turns out to be, you've just lost me. But I, you know, it's obviously there's something going to be with Will, and we'll see. I don't know. I don't know what direction they could go. They obviously had something in mind because they have, you know, the way they ended it. So they left it on a cliffhanger type thing. It wasn't one of those shows where it wrapped up, and everything was tucked away and, you know, nice, you know, wrapped and everything all pretty with a bow and stuff like that. And then they go, oh, made a lot of money. Let's do something different. And then they come out of nowhere with something. They left you with some Easter eggs there that there was, at least to me, it seems like there's a plan.
Yeah, exactly.
And as long as you have a plan, there's hope.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to kind of be as good as the first season. So I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried. But if they can take the time, and again, it's only 8 episodes, so you don't have to, like, stretch things along and make things...
But wasn't True Detective like 8 episodes, 9 episodes?
That's true. That's true. It's
the problem is when you have
it's
something
a coin flip
that's so good. It's like the problems you have with sequel movies. Mm-hmm. The first one is so good that you go, okay, we got to do another one. And how many times does the second one go?
Yeah.
I just saw previews for it and I went, oh, this looks interesting. And then it just reeled me in. I said, oh, this is excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, it's,
but if I go in there thinking it's going to be excellent, will it be excellent?
Yeah, sometimes you just got to trust, trust the creators that they can have lightning strike twice.
But then you have guys like, maybe. You know, have shows like Breaking Bad that was just a great story.
Yeah.
And continue to go. Maybe this is just what, maybe they have a plan.
Yeah. It depends. Like if this is all they had, like in their mind was this one season. And now, like, oh, it's so successful, so let's try and make more. That's where it's going to be tough. But if they
it's like the one hit wonders with music. You know, they come up with that one song that everyone goes, "Oh, that's the best song in the world."
Yeah,
and then they can never duplicate it. Mm-hmm. Duplicate it. So, yeah.
It's very true. Very true. But now it's time to get into the nitty gritty. Jack, is this binge worthy?
Yes, without hesitation. If you haven't seen it, well, if you haven't seen it, we spoiled you.
Yeah, that's true.
But
we assume you've seen it, but this is our stamp of approval. Is it binge-worthy or not?
Yeah, I would definitely go out and watch it.
Yeah. Best Netflix show of the year so far, I think it's safe to say. House of Cards was good, but I don't know if it was better this season.
It was it was a really good season this.
I didn't see Orange is the New Black. I heard that was good.
I haven't seen season 3 yet.
Neither have I.
I watched the first episode of season 3 and just didn't grab me, so I stopped.
But first two seasons were fantastic.
They are excellent. I need to get back into watching it. When was Narcos?
Narcos was last year, technically. I think it was like October or something.
No, we're fine.
But even if I was comparing them now, I would say Stranger Things is better than Narcos. I mean, Narcos was good, but Stranger Things is better. You think Narcos was better than Stranger Things?
I think that I would say they're on par. I couldn't wait to watch the next episode of Narcos.
You, my friend. I don't know. Whatever. I don't see that one as much.
I'm into Columbia drug dealing.
I guess so. You like a cocaine?
I have all their trading cards.
Oh, you do? Okay. So Pablo Escobar, it's like,
you know, you collect
number
those.
One.
Exactly.
All right, so that's what we thought. Let's get into some listener feedback, Jack. What do you say?
Do it.
We'll start with email here sent to us hot off the presses, from Scott. It was a really great show, but the first two episodes were a little slow. But after that, it got really good. I like how they set it back in the 1980s. It kind of took me back to how great 80s sci-fi shows were back then. I think that's the consensus a lot of people have. It's just it felt like... It had that sense of awe and wonder and...
The 80s were good times.
They were good times. I was born in the 80s. You were still had hair in the 80s.
I still had lots of hair. I still had lots of hair. Well, for the most of the 80s.
Most of the 80s.
Most of the 80s.
I saw you posted that picture, that video from you in 1988 doing... Was it skate barrowing? What the heck was that thing called?
Oh, my mom posted that.
Oh, she posted it. Ice barrowing. That's it.
You betcha. ice barrowing.
With that your was, great accent that you developed. That was incredible.
Great
accent.
I had one day to perfect.
Did you have an accent coach?
I had one day to learn the lines and perfect the thing.
They gave you lines? Like you actually rehearsed that?
Yeah, those were written out.
Uh huh.
Word for word was not, it wasn't ad lib. That was what they gave me.
Mm hmm.
Hey, as a writer, I don't like to criticize, but what else was I going to do? But those skates I have my hands in were brand new.
Wow.
I just got them, so we did take after take after. It was like 2.5 hours of doing that.
Yeah,
for the next month, my thumbs hurt because my hands were shoved all the way into the thing. And the problem was with the script, I'm supposed to win, but the weren't getting it. So I'm on the medal. I'm on the podium getting the gold medal, but technically I didn't win.
Wow.
But we filmed the gold medal part first before we filmed the race. So when they.
Were you upset? Were you like about to Christian Bale it and just be like,
I was because,
get
you know,
the F off my set kind of thing.
But, you know, if you do something, do it right. And I kept saying, look, I'm supposed to finish first. I got the medal.
Uh huh.
And they're like, okay. So we do the race again and then we'd lose again. And mm-hmm. I go, what are you guys not getting?
Yeah.
So I was a little upset because I also did my Dorothy Hamill, but it got cut out. I grabbed the medal with my skates and hold it up like Dorothy Hamill did when she won her gold medal.
Oh,
but
yes.
they cut that part out.
Oh, of course.
That was probably, anyway.
Not to dwell too much on your past here because we're here to talk about Stranger Things.
Well, it just, you know, this could have been that could
behind
have been
the scenes.
That could have been the original binge watch show of the. Of history, but it wasn't done properly.
Yeah, for sure.
And we also did another one, but I don't think I have the copy of that one where I was Tweety Bird. It was Ice Capade's characters that have hockey players are now doing the roles of those characters and how, you know, hockey players tend to be violent.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just got to beat the crap out of each other on the ice. It was great.
Nice. Well, speaking of long lost videos, if we do hit that $2,000 Patreon level goal, Pete, we can finally see the
I'm not
Survivor
worried.
Audition tape.
I was worried when we first started this, but now it's like what, we're a year into this already.
So you're basically challenge. You're throwing down the challenge.
I'm not throwing down any challenge. Trump has a better chance of Trump will win the election before I have to show that video.
Hopefully that's not the case. Well, let's go to a voicemail here. So what do you say, Jack?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
And I wasn't endorsing any because I'm not voting for either one.
Okay. All right. You're voting Libertarian, Gary Johnson. Is that your vote?
As of now, I think I'm leaning towards Gary Johnson.
Well, there you go. All right. Let's go to a phone call. All right, thanks, Will, for the call. So do you think, Jack, do you think the kids were too grown up?
No, because it was the 80s and we were smarter in the 80s. So people have to remember that.
Yes, you're saying so the newer, like, millennial generation.
I'm not saying the newer generation
just can't
dumber.
Handle themselves.
But, just you can see the proof is in the pudding.
Okay.
But, no, I think they were smart kids. And they're dealing with, you know, pretty high tech things. So I think they had to. They couldn't mm-hmm. be stupid. I mean, the bully kid was stupid, right? We didn't even talk about the bully kid.
Yeah,
who breaks his arm and you know, mommy, help me.
But again, like bullies, that's just, you know, that was school life. I mean, it still is, but
it is. I mean, unfortunately,
but there wasn't
it
as
is.
Much awareness, I guess, about it, or there wasn't as much anti-bullying. Back then.
No, yeah. Back then it was just like, well, stand up for yourself. You
like when I was in high school, I was like a small kid, so I made friends with really big kids, so when people tried to beat me up,
exactly.
The big kids would protect me.
Well, I was fast too, so I, you know.
I wasn't fast, so I had to have the big kids protect me.
I was fast, and I also was very quick with my tongue, so I could, if I could get them, you know, people, ooh, then kind of sometimes they'd back off.
But. Yeah, the closest I came to getting my butt beat, if you will. Was in one of the classes. It was like, what was the life class that you took in high school about, you know, like the birds and the bees and all that kind of stuff?
Sex ed.
It gave it like some type of more euphemistic name that didn't just explicitly say sex ed. But it was like life learning.
Don't get pregnant, Ed. I know what you're talking about. I can't.
Yeah.
Remember
what it was called. So like I kept asking questions, not like, you know, that I didn't know.
Oh, you were
on.
That kid.
But I was just like, or I would answer the questions to what the teacher was saying because I came from a Catholic school, so I was all about, you know, making sure I was smart and stuff like that. But this was public high school, and it wasn't the best public high school.
And you don't ask questions in public.
Yeah, you don't. You're not that guy. So one of the kids in that class like told me to shut up in class. And then we had PE after that class in the locker room. He like came up to me to like beat me up, say, quit, you know, Mr. Smarty Pants, blah, blah, blah. And then luckily I had a friend that was bigger than him come in and like save me at the last second. And,
there you go.
You know, step in.
I never heard that story.
Well, there you go. First time. First time for everything.
I told you, shut your mouth. Don't be asking all those stupid questions, Monte.
You put your head down. You don't ask questions. You
can think about it. But because, like I said, I'll take the ref clinic and, mm-hmm. and you know, doing the lower level. There's always that one guy who just asks question after question. You sit there and look, shut up. We want to go home. Shut up. It's in the book.
Yeah, I was that annoying kid. So, I mean, maybe I had it coming.
But no, I think you were asking questions because you like to learn. Some of these people ask questions. Some people ask questions just to hear themselves, to sound important.
Yeah.
And that's probably what that kid was thinking, but you're not that way. You ask questions because you that's how your mind works.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know, you're asking questions. I'm serious. That's how you ask questions. But some people like this. I've been in this ref clinic with this guy like three times. And I go, right when I walk in, I go, oh, come on. I'm going to be here an hour longer than I want to be because this guy won't shut up.
But did the bullies get their comeuppance in this show? I thought it was pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, the kid was, you know, he makes the jump.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, that's a scary thing.
Yep.
Luckily, 11 was there to bring him back and snap that kid's arm.
Yeah, it was.
And even the bigger bully was like going, okay, hey, maybe we're going a little too far with this.
Yeah.
this is crazy.
Peer pressure.
No man, he's got to do it.
Cancel comes with peer pressure.
He made me pee my pants.
But yeah. So yeah, I think these kids. I don't know. It all seemed real to me. It seemed, even though I didn't go to high school in the 80s. I mean, I went to kindergarten in the 80s and preschool in the 80s.
I graduated in 1980, but I'm sure it's pretty.
Old man.
Sure. I survived duck and cover, so I think
Actually, hold on. I went to kindergarten in 1990, so there you go. My full school years were in the 90s.
There you go.
Freshman in high school in 99. Yeah.
2000.
99-2000, yeah. Party overlooks out of time.
I think I was 35, 36.
What, 1990?
You're 2000, not 1980. I wasn't too that. I wasn't held back that often.
Oh man!
No, see, I was lucky. I went to school and they just said, "Just get out.
We're done with you.
Just please move.
We've had enough of these Glatt filters." Actually, no, you're the first Glatt filter. So
yeah, from 1980 to 1990, people are gonna be smarter. We don't need you in here. You know, you're part of that 70s generation where you guys are just
Gen
all
Xers.
Yeah, where you know you're.
Are you a boomer or a Gen Xer?
I don't know what I am. We always have this conversation. I don't really like to label myself.
Yeah.
I'm an American.
Good for you. Good for you. All right. Any final thoughts on Stranger Things before?
Yeah, still not happy about Nancy. But I think Barb
What's
got
a big
wrong.
Deal? Like, I don't, so
What's the big
saying,
deal? Her mom's. Did they go back and tell her that her mom, that she didn't run away? Did we ever find that out?
I think they're going to talk about more in season two. Because you're right, it's a shame.
She was told, "Oh, your daughter ran away. Why would she run away? We were perfectly happy." I don't know. And so the rest of her life, she's sitting there worried that her daughter ran away, and there's a chance that she'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know.
No, Barb is dead. Barb is dead because she was bleeding from her finger or whatever it was, or her hand.
Well, there could be another reality where she's still alive, right? I think they kind of referenced that.
Because
I loved Barb and her like totally like 80s haircut and 80s glasses and those
and the
weird
80s
like Victorian
and
like,
80s jacket
goofy.
and she was cool. This is not you, Nancy. This is not you. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is me.
Yeah.
And you're gonna die.
You don't know me, Barb.
You don't know who I am. I can do whatever I want in my house because my parents are clueless. And then she comes home late. What, you just getting home? Yeah, I'm getting home. I've been here the whole time, Mom.
So I don't know if your parents ever got, but did you ever have like a party in the house or like have friends over? But when your parents weren't home, maybe they went to Vegas or something.
No,
never did. Do you ever go to a friend's house that did have one like that?
Probably once or twice.
Okay, I was never cool enough to get invited to one of those parties.
I don't know if it was like a raging party or anything.
Like I had
like
my
that.
High school friends, we go hang out at each other's houses, but
we do that. But I wasn't one of the cool kids either, so. Yeah. I mean, I went to a couple parties, but
That was it.
Nice.
Look at some sad times back then.
Yeah.
You know? I wasn't party
the
guy.
Geeks inherit the earth, okay? So this is our time.
I wasn't party time. Guy. I wasn't party guy anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Remember, do not leave your curiosity closet closed. Keep it open. Isn't that what Dustin said? Was that the curiosity closet?
Dustin who?
The kid. Remember when he was like calling the professor or the science teacher?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's right. Okay, yeah.
By the way, I love that. The science teacher was a fan favorite for me just because just how much
you know,
he's
the science,
to explain things.
Of course, the science teacher today would have gotten arrested by now.
Probably, but...
come on, man. Wouldn't we all think of that at first?
No. Like, why do you have to go there?
Because that's your typical stereotype of what happens.
I
couldn't been the only one thinking that.
Your head goes to dark places, and I don't want to know why. I don't want to know
what,
why.
Why are you calling me, Dustin? I got a girlfriend here, and what's going on here?
Another reason why, and it's not a knock against J.J. Abrams and his style, but if it was a J.J. show, he would have left a lot more unexplained. But I like the science teacher was there to kind of give kind of just basic.
Oh yeah.
Answers of what this could be, because it didn't feel like there's mystery, but it didn't feel like there was just like so much like why is this happening? Why is it like I felt like everything felt really explained throughout all of it. I didn't feel lost throughout any of it.
they simplified it.
Yeah, they spoke it in layman's terms
for anyone to understand.
Exactly, exactly.
But. Anyone pre 81.
Yes.
We're like going, I don't
well,
get it.
Well, pre, you know, or for people that didn't pay attention in high school.
Which was
all you.
Well, I paid attention. I paid attention to classes I liked.
There you go. There you go. So, Jim. all right. Well, what do we fill our show hole with now?
I've been telling you season two of Hulu show. What I always talk about, not coupling, casual. I think it's not overly funny, but it's interesting. It's fun.
What about like something like mystery and because it's like no more Stranger Things has left a void in my life, and I feel it.
Yeah, I know. There's not a show out right now. That, I mean, I don't know.
Well, maybe
I mean, it's so slow right now. I'm watching Deadwood again. I'm on season two of Deadwood.
Well, The Night Of has been enjoyable on HBO. Have you caught up? On that at all?
I was gonna start watching because I saw previews for it when I was watching Ballers last night. They showed previews of. Mm-hmm. I go, you know, this does look interesting. I think I'm gonna start it, but I think I'm gonna wait till I get back from vacation, okay. And I'll watch it this next week.
It's pretty good. It's a little. I want to say slow, but it's methodical, like in its approach, like it's building up to somewhere.
Well, people seem to like it, so I think I'll go with it.
Yeah, but that's been enjoyable. Caught up on Ballers last night. That's been good this season.
Well, you got what's his name? The Godfather.
Who's in the third Godfather? Does that count? Is it Anthony Garcia? Is that his name?
Andy Garcia. Andy yeah, Garcia, he's Andy. Good friend. Well, you know, some people call him Ann, but I call him Andy.
Is that a thing? I don't think that's a thing.
His close friends call him Ann.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'm pretty sure that's not a thing.
I think it is a thing.
Okay.
We went to high school together.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good. I didn't know that.
It's like Dale always said he went to school with Mark
Hamill.
Mark Hamill. Even though he's like 14 years older than us. You gotta love the Taff.
Classic Taffy.
The best thing is he believed it.
Well, what's the Costanza line? It's not a lie if you believe it.
Right, and so he believed it. he did go to the school.
He did.
Many years before us.
He did. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I didn't go to school with Andy Garcia. I went to school with someone
good.
Named Garcia. I named Billy Garcia.
But I would say The Night Of's a good show hole filler.
But is this something I'd want to binge through?
Yeah, I went through it. I mean, it's not as addictive as Stranger Things. It's not.
Well, but HBO is once a week. Do you watch it? Do you watch it once a week, or do you watch it?
Your call. You can just wait it out.
But I'm saying, okay, if it's what, five episodes in right now?
Yeah, I think the fifth one was just this Sunday.
Is it something where you could see yourself, oh, I could watch all five in one sitting?
You could. I think it's only 8 episodes total, and it's a miniseries. I think it's done after this. Okay. So, there's not as much commitment involved.
Okay. Like, once it's done, I don't have to, there's not going to be, that's not like a final season of Dexter where, okay, I've made it this far.
Exactly. So but it's been good so far. Good so far. Right. And then in the fall, we have Leftovers season 3, final season, which should be great. And then we also have Westworld, which looks amazing.
It does look amazing.
So some things that should be coming up to help fill the show hole. But so far, I would say, and this may be shooting from the hip, but Stranger Things is my favorite season of TV in the calendar year.
Okay.
Leftovers has been my favorite thing maybe the past 5 years, this past season. But this season of Stranger Things was, I think, the best of 2016 so far.
And I forgot, you just remind me, Westworld, I forgot to do the resume.
The resume?
For Westworld. Remember I sent something to someone?
Vaguely?
You didn't see the email?
Oh, yeah.
We lost our internet. I forgot all about it. But now you said it. I go, that's right. I was supposed to do that.
Well, get on it.
I'm working on it as we speak.
Before you pack.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for our talk about Stranger Things. Again, great season. Look forward to seeing what they can do next. A little worried if they can actually match how much fun season one was. But
are they filming it now? Because the kids, you know, if they wait too long, the kids will be like 20 years old.
That's true. You have the Walt effect.
It won't work. And Nancy will be pregnant.
Why would Nancy be pregnant?
Oh, why not? And then she's going to name her kid. She'll have the girl and she'll say, who should I name it after?
She'll name it Barb.
No, she won't. She'll say, I forgot about her. I'll name it Nancy after me.
Nancy the second?
Nancy the second. And she'll have another girl and name it, Nancy. I'm not saying she loves herself.
Would you prefer if they did American Horror Story style, where it just kind of went to a whole different town, different theme?
American Horror Story worked in the first couple, two or three seasons. I liked it, but then I, for whatever reason, stopped watching it. They had the same actors. I don't know if it would work with a Stranger Things.
Well, I thought when I first saw Stranger Things, that's what I thought it would be, because Stranger Things is such a like a open title. You know, it's
right.
Not like Monster in, you know, Idaho.
Right.
It's very open to me to like any type of paranormally kind of thing, interdimensional, sci-fi.
Yeah.
So to me, it kind of opened it up to that. But I have read that the creators say they are going to go back to these characters in season two. So, but I'd be fine with either. It's going to be tough to go back to the season one story and continue it and have it be as like good as season one was. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really, really tough.
It's going to be really tough. But if they pull it off, do you go for season three?
I guess.
I mean, when do you go?
Well, if you
go
season three, then do trilogy, right? Do, you know, New Hope, Empire, Return. right? I mean, if you're going to do trilogy, go trilogy.
So if you go trilogy, then in the third episode, there'll be these fuzzy little characters that everybody likes.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. All right, well, that is it for this Binge Watch with Jay and Jack. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, it's 385-309-0311. Calling time with your questions, comments,
and or theories.
Also, send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. We want to send a special thanks to the patrons that make this show possible, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Brad from Chicago. Thank you so much, and thank you to all 130 some odd of our patrons. You can see a full list of all of our patrons over at jayandjack.com. If you'd like to become a patron.
With our updated website.
With our updated website one day. There's many different levels. At the $15 level, if you're one of those amazing, fantastic patrons, you get to experience a monthly hangout with Jack and I, where we kind of live stream on YouTube. We hang out, shoot the breeze, talk about whatever.
It's kind of like a ramble cast.
It is, but it's funny. It's more engaging because people can kind of get involved and throw out topics, and then we kind of follow along and stuff like that. It's fun. It's fun. And you also get the archives from all of our Jay and Jack TV Plus stuff. And then you also get access to our Patrons Choice podcast and our Patrons Only Facebook page. Really cool stuff. But definitely check out. There's a lot of different levels, and it's all very cool. If you would like, what was the loot crate that special month? I was trying to remember.
Oh, you get a friend named Barb.
A friend named Barb. Your very own friend named Barb that you can leave behind
she does,
to get
and
killed.
You just do whatever you want with her, and she, you know. Oh, if she's there. If she's not, then you just move on.
I'm uncomfortable now. for
Weston, I don't mean it that way.
You said it, not me.
She means you could be her friend, not her friend. You can send her home, and she dies. She dies.
So
she
dark.
Dies. She dies. What? That's what
really
happened
dark.
In the show.
Okay,
that's what happened. Okay. I mean, I'm not making this up. That I didn't write it. That's what happened.
Whatever you got to do, whatever you got to tell yourself. For less than $20, you get $45 worth of geeky goodness like T-shirts, toys, all fun stuff. Lootcrate.com/change.
Use the bloody finger.
Oh, what? Why?
Because then it attracts the monsters. Oh, no.
Show's gone to hell. use the promo code JANJACK to get a special discount on your first month's Loot Crate. All right. Well, that is it. Jack, you are going to Vegas tomorrow for your birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, sir.
Happy 54th. And may the odds be ever in your favor.
We're staying in a hotel I've never heard of, but it's a new hotel, I guess.
What's the name?
I don't know. It's something with an A.
You don't
even
know the name?
Your mom booked it. I don't know. It's something with an A. We've been talking about doing this for months, and we've kind of been going back. You know, we didn't know
it was happening. Is it on the Strip? Like, where is it?
I guess it's on the Strip. I don't know. Can it be on the Strip? Because I don't want to have to walk. What if you don't like the hotel? What if you don't like the casino in there?
The last time I went to Vegas, which was for work almost a year ago, we stayed at the Trump Hotel, ironically enough. Very nice hotel, but no tables in the hotel. So I had to go over to like Bellagio or something like that.
Now, I think this is next to Bellagio. It's around Bellagio, I think.
Really?
It's not Trump. It's one of the.
I'm looking
at.
Is it Aria the hotel?
Aria.
So that's it. So
I think that's it.
Okay.
That's what it is.
So hopefully the tables aren't, because we went to the couple there. They've gotten really, like, pie guy was like $25 a hand.
Well, I told your mom. I said, even though it's during the week, it's going to be. She goes, really? I go, it's a big hotel. It's not like Stardust used to be or something like that. It's a big hotel. None of the tables are going to be cheap.
Yeah. Well, seeing this here, I guess that hotel was in the most recent Bourne movie. So,
was it?
Yeah. So there you go. You're like where movies were made.
So I'll be hanging out with Matt Damon?
No, he's trying to save the Great Wall of China. I don't know if you saw that or not. Working hard.
Save the Great Wall of China.
You didn't see that? The trailer for his new movie, The Great Wall?
No, I didn't see
it. It's like caused
it.
All this controversy because it's like...
It's something...
The hero's this white guy with a bunch of... But it's like, you know...
What's happened in the Great Wall, like the long, isn't it miles and miles? So
apparently he's like fighting a dragon or something.
So this dragon hates the Great Wall of China?
No, you don't really see in the trailer, but he's fighting some type of monster or something.
Does he smile? Because I noticed, because things I notice, Matt Damon in every movie had to do that smile.
Where that kind of wry, like kind of like.
It's like, yeah, he'd do that smile where I think someone said, hey, you really look good in this, doing this smile. So he probably put in his contract, I get to smile in every movie. I have, even in Saving Private Ryan, he does the smile.
I might get some flack for this, but Matt Damon's face doesn't really, I don't want to say it doesn't do it for me, but I'm just saying he just doesn't, he's not an attractive person to me at all.
Well, he's not pretty.
No.
But I don't think he's not ugly. He's got like a man's man type face. You know, he's not,
but
I think
it's not that he's ugly. I just don't find it. I don't know. But if there's women out there that find attractive,
I think he has a great smile, and I think someone told him he has a great smile early in his career because he has.
I think he has a good smile, but other than that, his face is kind of.
But I think
know,
in every movie I've ever seen, he has to have that. I go, oh, there it is, and I shout it out in the theater, and people look at me. I'm sorry. He smiled.
You so obsess. You obsess with this crap way too much.
Well, I just things I notice.
Okay, hey, whatever.
There's nothing wrong with it. Right. I notice smiles.
Whatever floats your boat.
It's like when I said the other day that I noticed Will Smith always said, hell no, before other people started talking about it. I've never heard anyone talk about Matt Damon's smile, but he does the
smile.
So
you've said it here first. You've heard it here first, people, on Binge Watch.
I think I've said it on another podcast, but because I've been saying this for a couple of years. But
okay. Well, it's the first time I remember hearing it.
It's like a laughing smile, I think. I'm trying to...
Usually I'm not listening to you when you talk, but...
Well, I don't listen to myself.
This is the first time I'm recognized hearing it.
I don't listen to myself either.
Okay.
The Matt Damon smile. I'll do it on the plane tomorrow.
Safe travels, Action Jackson, and hopefully you bring back a lot of money. or just don't lose a lot of money.
I don't gamble that much.
Yeah, sure. When do you get back? Next Tuesday or your week?
Come back Saturday.
Just come back Saturday. Okay. Well, we will see you then. Until then, guys, we'll see you later. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.